Bartram singing the lead there for the Del McCurry Band at WAMU's Bluegrass Country. And Del, I cannot believe it, but it is going to be the 7th annual Del Fest coming up. It seems like you just started the Del Fest.
I know it does. It seems that way to me. You know, they just go by so fast, and the audience is really growing, you know. And we've got a good lineup here. I should let these boys, because I can't see too good this morning.
Well, Ronnie's got his glasses on. Hand out over there to him. Yeah.
Ronnie, you know what I need to tell the folks out there who always playing? Ronnie McCurry's going to talk to you in a minute, and Jason Carter just played a fiddle tune. Did y'all hear it?
Yeah.
And Rob McCurry is playing banjo, and that was Alan Bartram saying, "It's a lonesome, sinking feeling."
When you pull onto the highway and there's all those red lights, tail lights there in front of you. Now, Del Fest, the 7th annual Del Fest coming up on Memorial Day weekend in Cumberland, Maryland. That has been a really good fit for you because it's close to Washington and Baltimore and Pittsburgh, and it's a beautiful setting, except the very first time you had that deluge of, that was quite a storm, wasn't it?
Oh, we've got some bad ones up there. Man, we've had some bad storms, but we ain't going to have none this year.
No. You know, I know that Lee Michael Dempsey put his lawn chair, he got under it, and he still got pelted by hail.
Hail, yeah. We've had some bad storms, you know, but last year I don't think it was too bad.
No.
And it was a little cool last year.
But, you know, that adds to the legend of Del Fest. Now, Ronnie, if you've got your glasses on there, tell us all some of the people in the lineup for Del Fest.
Ronnie, will you tell them about this while I tune?
Sure.
My guitar is like my voice. It ain't tuned yet.
I take my glasses off to read this.
You don't need them glasses
all the time. Katie, we've got the 7th annual Del Fest up there in beautiful Cumberland, Maryland. Allegheny County Fairgrounds. We have String Cheese Incident this year with two sets. We have Ricky Skaggs and Bruce Hornsby in the Kentucky Thunder Band, Yonder Mountain String Band, Railroad Earth, Hot Rise featuring Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers will be there.
They're always fun.
Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn. Mm-hmm. Green Sky Bluegrass, Carolina Chocolate Drops. They're back. Tim O'Brien and Daryl Scott. The Gibson Brothers, Katie.
I like them. Yeah. Huh? I might drive up there.
You have to drive up there to see those boys.
I will.
I can't see.
I think you got Sierra Hall.
No. I was just thinking about the Gibson Brothers. I was thinking about the Gibson
and shaking Brothers. Your head. We'll have to get some stories from you about them.
Yeah. And Sierra Hall, Reverend Peyton's Big Damn Band.
Mm-hmm.
Kruger Brothers. The Ducks, Joe Craven. He's always been a staple there at the festival. The Deadly Gentlemen, the Spirit Family Reunion Cabinet, the California Honey Drops, and the Unseen Strangers, and there's more coming.
And this is just one weekend, huh?
Just one weekend, if you can handle it.
You can. Well, and before that, the Traveling McCurrys have your workshops and an academy, right?
Yeah. We start Monday this year. We're going to start a day earlier, just so it's not so chaotic, because we'll do Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday is when the gates open and people start coming in. We used to have it on Thursday, but it got chaotic with all the people coming in and all the people that were already there and was trying to have classes and, you know. So, but anyway, yeah, it would be the 2019-2021, I think, this year for the Academy.
Yep.
And looking forward to it.
Ed, you got a band competition that the band that wins the competition gets a spot on the next festival, on the 8th annual festival. So anyway, you can find out all of that about delfest.com, and that's coming up Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
So what have you decided you're going to play? They're having a conference back there. I don't know if they're deciding songs or just...
It's called a huddle.
A huddle?
No. Bell's the quarterback.
And what play is he calling here?
Okay.
Unlike Peyton Manning, you can never figure out his signal.
It's going to be an audible.
I usually signal them after the song starts, you know.
Let them catch up. Name that tune.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
That's before their time, Del. They don't remember that. I do.
I remember that. That's before my time, guys.